At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to part 2 of our conversation with Melissa Clevenger about delivering messages. Is giving a spirit permission to use yourself for communication, having done that now, wise idea. I think, you know, it probably depends on the person and how comfortable they are with this idea.
Yeah.
You strike me as someone who probably would not be super comfortable with it until after you said it. And it's like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have offered that up. That was a bad idea.
I actually don't recommend it.
Sure.
And after I did it, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
It was very weird. Like I said, I was very confused, and I wouldn't want somebody that I don't know to take over me. I don't recommend it.
Was that the only time you've ever spoken that out loud because it was your cousin?
It is.
Okay.
It is. That is the only time.
Yeah. Did others at that time notice anything different in you?
They did. They, my husband and my friend, they just kept saying, what is wrong with you? And why are you, because I kept giggling, and they're like, why are you giggling? And like, I was moving weird, and they said I was very odd. And then all of a sudden I kind of just snapped out of it. But yeah, that wasn't the best experience.
Sure. That had to be very, you know, bizarre and odd and somewhat overwhelming.
Yes. And then I wonder, is that, I don't know, is that how they see us when you pass on? I mean, do we look pale with our faces sinking in? It was a rather distorted, like, it was a scary look. So I don't know.
Have you ever been in a case where you were at a home and it was, you know, a private investigation and you were receiving messages, you know, from the other side, you know, verbally or just kind of like a download with information that you were able to give to the people in the home that matched up with, you know, stuff that there's no way you really would have known without you receiving that sort of message?
I haven't had that too much as far as doing private investigations. I can feel like if there's a good or a bad energy. Sometimes I'll get really short, like, glimpses of things, but I haven't really been, I don't know if maybe just they don't know me, they're not connecting with me. I haven't gotten the messages like that, unfortunately, so I can't give my full help other than what I get on my equipment.
Sure. And I know you said a majority of the cases that you go into, you know, they seem to be fairly benign or mm-hmm. positive, or they're not, you know, demons all the time. But, you know, obviously sometimes someone who's done this for a while, you do run into those sort of situations where something doesn't necessarily feel benign or super positive. Not necessarily saying it's evil, but, you know, there's assholes in the world, and there's going to be assholes who are ghosts, too.
I always say that if you were that way in life, you probably are that way in death.
Yeah. So,
be a good person.
It shouldn't be shocking, and it's not necessarily Satan if you're there and it's just feeling like this is a creepy person. You know, you can walk through the grocery store and probably guarantee find one creepy person somewhere.
Absolutely.
So when you're at a case and you do come across something that feels kind of negative, and the level of negativity can vary quite a bit, but how does that affect you, being someone who does feel a little more sensitivity than most?
I can feel it, and it kind of changes how you ask questions or how you try to get responses. Sometimes you have to be a little more stern. I mean, we don't provoke or anything like that. I don't believe in that, but we, sometimes you do have to talk to them a little bit different.
Sure. What kinds of validation have you received? You mentioned earlier that, you know, kind of when you were getting more into this and really finding a passion for this, was some of the reasoning because you had lost several people in your life, and that very good reason right there to think, if there's something to this, I would want to be able to communicate with them. And you've kind of mentioned a few here and there, but what kinds of more meaningful communications have you had or attempted to have had with those who you have lost in your life, and what has come across?
One really interesting one, which this wasn't a thing I was told, but it was when I was doing an investigation. So my brother passed away in 1997. It was a road construction accident. So very sudden. We didn't know it was going to happen. The story that I knew and was told was that he was putting the flags down and the driver turned and ran him over and drove on. So I've, for 20 years, I basically have not forgiven the person who's done it. I've held that anger, not to admit that, but I have.
Sure.
So about a little over a year ago, I investigated my dad's house, and I was doing the ghost box and asking my brother questions, and nothing, no responses, no radio signal. It was quiet. Well, then on my way back to Wisconsin, I was going over my audio, and there were actually answers that sounded like my brother. which we didn't hear it with our ears, but he said, first I asked who lived here, and he said, you, me, and Dad, and then it said Preston, which was our last name, so that validated it was him. And then he said, sorry, I was killed. Eric messed up, which his name was Eric. Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote that in my last book, and when my dad read my book, he sat me down, and he's like, because I said in the book that I felt he was telling me to forgive the guy who did it and that he messed up. And for me, that was, you know, what I needed to hear. But then my dad said, he's like, I know what your brother was saying. He said, the story that you knew isn't what happened. I guess the earth mover moved up and my brother's other job was to clean the front blade off. And my brother didn't tell the driver that he was going to go clean it. And he jumped out in front to clean it. And the guy didn't know he was there, so he ran him over. So my brother messed up. So basically, it took 20 years for me to find out what really happened. And all these years, I blame that driver. So, yeah, 20 years, though, to get an answer from investigating was just, it's kind of mind-blowing in a way.
Yeah.
But I needed that, and I needed to forgive that person and know it wasn't their fault. So that's kind of why I do what I do, though, is a lot of these answers people need. You hold on to stuff your whole life, and maybe we need the people who passed to, you know, help us forgive or help us move on, and just knowing that they're around. So if I can help other people with, because I know I've helped myself, that's important. Sorry, that was a long answer.
No, that's good. I mean, how did that, I mean, when you got that message, you know, how did that affect you, you know, kind of immediately? What was there? I mean, you went for 20 some years believing one story, and suddenly you find out that that story isn't the accurate account of what happened, and you even got confirmation from it, from your brother, who had been passed away. It wasn't just, you know, your dad saying, well, you know, we told you the story to, you know, make it easier or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
So bad. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there's one thing of getting that, but then there's one thing of actually getting the validation from your brother as well that would make it so much more powerful. I would imagine, I mean, just with anything, you know, trying to deprogram what you had believed and what you had thought for so many years, it's not as easy as just flipping a switch and suddenly it's gone. I mean, how did you handle that? How did you process that over time to make that move to forgiving and kind of moving forward and taking that burden off of yourself?
It actually was a little quicker than you would think. Mm-hmm. It was almost instantly I felt horrible that I mean, the person didn't know I blamed them, and they didn't know that I hated them for 20 years. But
sure.
Just instantly, though, I felt sorry for that person now. So rather than the anger, I feel sorry. I mean, this person has dealt with this for 20 years of knowing what happened. And here I feel horrible that I needed that for my brother to, you know, to be able to forgive. It was a life-changing message he gave me.
Mm-hmm. And that's just amazing that can happen like that. And it sounds like it really, you know, took, you know, it gave you such relief after something like that went on.
Relief is a good word, yeah. I mean, I wish it wouldn't have happened to him, but knowing that, you know, he made a mistake. Unfortunately, it cost his life, but mistakes happen, and nobody else caused this. It was a mistake.
Have you been able to give another person out there through an investigation or whatnot, maybe not, you know, necessarily the same or the gravity of what happened with you, but do you feel that there's been cases where you've been able to connect some dots for some people and help them find some peace that otherwise they wouldn't have had you and some of your team not been involved?
I wish I could say yes. I I don't think that I've been able to offer that really to anybody. I think I've been able more to just give them the validation that their loved mm-hmm. ones are still around and validation that it is their loved one. I would say that's probably the extent on what I've been able to do. Unfortunately, I don't think I've given them the life-changing messages.
I wonder, you know, because sometimes when people get messages, they're not necessarily always going to, you know, bear their soul to everyone around them. But I wonder how many times they get messages and then after some thinking and pondering, they connect some dots and go, wow, this really connected some dots. You have that Wisconsin modesty thing going on. I know you're not even originally from there, but you've picked it up. And it sucks because I live with it all the time. And you can never just be like, you can't be like, I did that. Yes. It's like, no, yeah. I didn't do that. It's okay. Would you like some Friday night fish? You know?
Yeah.
But it's a thing. It is. Having been out of the state now for 20 years, I can look at that and go, that is such a thing.
Yeah. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I try to give everyone so much credit for what they do, but yeah, when it comes to myself.
He's like, none.
No, I don't.
No, that's I think that is a symptom of that area, and I don't know what that is or why that is. But it is so a thing. I grew up with that. Tell me about this. When you're talking about equipment and stuff, you had mentioned ghost box and things like that. Mm-hmm. What for you, what do you believe works best as far as getting clear, concise answers or communication with the other side?
So one thing with me is I do love all the different equipment. I love seeing it. I love trying it. When it comes to actual investigations, like I'll buy everything, but mm-hmm. when it comes to an investigation, honestly, I think less is more. To me, my voice recorder is one of the main things. That is where I put it into a system called Audacity. And when I go through it, that's the most amazing is when you hear these responses and things that you did not hear. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's one of the main important, other than yourself. I mean, just being aware and listening and slow down a little bit. I think we all get so rushed and there's so much going on in the world. So just trying to be in the moment is really important. But as far as equipment, yourself, a voice recorder. I do enjoy the ghost box. You have to learn it a lot because a lot of the stuff is just coincidence. A lot of things you ask and you get responses. Sometimes it is a radio station and it mm-hmm. is just a coincidence, but I have had some, and you have to learn what is a radio station and what isn't. I've had places where you get a lot of bad words. Well, you know, that's not a radio station because mm-hmm. they don't say that on there. But I've also had a lot of amazing messages from the ghost box. Like I said, the one from my brother was when I was using a ghost box. You just have to learn and you have to know not everything is paranormal. I do like using the REM pod a lot. I have a REM pod with a millimeter with REM. I like using that, but like I said, overall, you really don't need all the equipment. Some of that's, we do it for tours, a lot of equipment when we have the public, just mm-hmm. because they don't get to experience this all the time. So we do a tours at an asylum, and you like to use the things with lights just because that gives them some excitement. But when it's private investigations, I think less is more.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Melissa Clevenger about delivering messages. A big thank you to her for joining us and sharing her stories. And thank you for supporting our show and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.